Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a lot of evidence that Hugo Chavez's political communist heir stole the election last year. And now they're on the verge of civil war in Venezuela, where the power has been going out on a daily basis, so where there's food shortages, incredible inflation, 50-plus percent per month in some months. BroadReport.com has the headline, Venezuela on the Brink, showing the riot police with their shotguns. So that is just some of the news going on as we look what it's like to live under a kleptocratic government. Speaking of kleptocratic government, we're going to be getting into Obama and his latest arrogant statement when we come back from break. Obama says signing up for Obamacare is just part of growing up. And, of course, if you have a business, you didn't build that, and it's part of your responsibility to pay a foreign tax to offshore cartels. And Republicans say Obama violated the Constitution, but little can be done about it. That's what Fox News is reporting. Yeah, no one has violated the Constitution more than Obama in modern history. Abraham Lincoln violated it even more than Obama. But you could argue that was during a civil war. And the Obamaoids, or the Obamaites, the Obama supporters, they've been billing him as Lincoln from the time he ran for president. Going back about 8 years ago, about a year and a half before he got into office, they were already calling him the new Lincoln. And saying he would have to seize power if people got in his way. Clearly, that would be illegitimate if he did that. If he tries to start some civil war with gun confiscation or something. The Civil War of the 1860s was much more complex and was an ongoing struggle going back to the days of the colonies between unfair taxation between the industrial North and the agrarian farming South. And that was the main issue, was tariffs and trade, not slavery. But in the modern textbooks, it is a fanciful piece of propaganda, just like global warming or other fairy tales. Now, the truth is the evil of slavery was already on its way out when the Civil War started. But that in itself is a diversionary historical factoid. The issue is Obama is becoming a dictator, and even mainline publications point out, like the Washington Times, Obama's executive actions can backfire on Democrats if GOP takes the White House. Well, it's like Ron Paul used to say, if he got elected president, he couldn't just fix everything because he couldn't act as a dictator. I mean, let's say Rand Paul or Ted Cruz got elected. They couldn't piece by piece implement or unimplement, de-implement Obamacare. You just can't do that as the president. Obama is doing that to selectively let his friends off the hook. And that's the very nature, the very blood, the very elixir of corruption and discrimination is to have a political system where things are selectively enforced, where justice is not blind. And this new world order system with the NSA and all its surveillance systems is completely aware, hyper aware of what's going on, and uses all these systems to game the global infrastructure to consolidate total control in their hands. And that's the debate we've got to have. That's the issue that's got to be discussed if we're going to turn this around. So that's just some of what's coming up. There's just so much news today. We are going to get a very interesting national security expert on to talk about real terror threats here in North America. Michael Maloof with WorldNet Daily to talk about these attacks on the power grid, nuclear power plants, you name it. What does he think is really behind that? And then we had Skype problems with the lead singer of Korn last Friday, but he's scheduled to be with us today. Jonathan Davis is coming up as well.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. It is Monday already, the 17th day of February 2014. And we are going to be here for the next 3 hours today. Thank you so much for tuning in to this transmission. Wow, there is so much to go over. Venezuela is teetering on the edge, on the brink of a civil war as the opposition leader is being sought for arrest, and he's calling for a march that he will lead where he plans to be arrested, obviously catapulting himself into cult status to then counter the communist leader of the country who clearly stole the last election after the dear leader Hugo Chavez went up to the big Politburo in the sky. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today. We've got Chase imposes new capital controls on cash deposits. Remember, Chase started doing this for people transferring money out of the country last year. And then a bunch of other banks followed suit, and they tried to basically deny these were capital controls. Well, now you can't, you know, after you, you know, say run a cakewalk or, you know, some type of event to raise money for charity, you can't just put it in an envelope under the account's number and go drop it in the bank. like I did many times when I was a child. My dad or my mom, after some charity event, would go drop it in the local bank, you know, the $100, $200, whatever they'd raise. Now you've got to come in and show an ID because you might be a money launderer. Meanwhile, they let the illegals get bank accounts without IDs on record. They let the big mega banks launder hundreds of billions of dollars a year conservatively here in the U.S. alone, all on record. But they're going to stop money laundering and everything. No, it's about tracking everything you do and controlling small business. That's why they're trying to shut down the lemonade stands, the bake sales. That's why they're harassing anybody that, you know, tries to have a co-op where you work with a farmer to have cows for you that he takes care of, that then he butchers for you to get your own fresh organic meat, and it turns out being cheaper than the stuff you buy at the store. They don't want that type of economy being rediscovered. They want you to only buy out of their big box stores. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. Oliver Stone has come out over the weekend. Paul Watson wrote an article at Infowars.com. It's on drudgereport.com as well. Oliver Stone, Obama's lack of spine is stunning. Leftist filmmaker Oliver Stone slammed President Barack Obama during an event this past week, accusing Obama of selling out as soon as he got into office, exhibiting a stunning lack of spine. He previously called him a snake. And by the way, whenever I say that most of Hollywood is awake, most Hollywood people I talk to know about the New World Order, know about global governance, know about eugenicists, know about the real system, because they're smart people. And they don't want to be liberal, and they don't want to be conservative. They just want to be pro-liberty. They're more libertarian. And by the way, Oliver Stone was speaking at a libertarian conference put on by the Future of Freedom Foundation. So there's an example right there. That's why the libertarians are exploding, because there are people on the left and the right who are getting outside those labels and just saying, you know what, I want local control, I want transparency, I don't want offshore corporate directives running my life. And the left is starting to figure out that big corporations have been financing big government the whole time, not as some empowerment mechanism, but as a monopoly mechanism. There's been a pipe bomb discovered in carry-on luggage at Anchorage Airport. TSA agents found what Ted Stevens, Anchorage International Airport police, have described as a pipe bomb in the carry-on luggage of a man ticketed on an oil worker flight to North Slope Sunday, forcing an hour shutdown of the security checkpoint. The man initially claimed the small explosive was an avalanche device, said Jesse Davis, chief of the airport police and fire department. I don't know of any avalanche dangers up there on the North Slope, he said. The FBI is interviewing the man whose name has not yet been released. Police downplayed the incident, saying the public was never in danger and the pipe bomb appeared to lack any triggering device. No motive is yet known. You know, I just know the criminology. Most of the time, if it's not a staged attack, it is people that have a fetish of seeing if they could sneak something through airport security. I've just seen this over and over again. I love firefighters. They're great people on average and are wonderful folks. But the police know, and you can look this up, that most of the time when a pipe bomb is found or if there's a suspicious fire that some volunteer firefighter shows up at first, that in many cases, it's a very small minority, but still that minority is responsible for a lot of the arson and a lot of the pipe bomb activity. And I just saw this over the last 18, 19 years on air, that so many times you'd hear about a firefighter getting busted planting a pipe bomb that was inert and then finding the pipe bomb and defusing it and being a hero. They've caught police bomb squad people doing the same thing. Can you imagine being on a bomb squad and never having any real bombs to dismantle? And millions are spent in every major city per year with all these robots and the rest of it. So a lot of times the very people who you would expect to be out there trying to stop something are the ones behind it. I mean, I don't know what's behind that. I'm just simply speculating on that whole situation. And I tell you, it's finally starting to hit mainstream news. I mentioned some of this yesterday, and it really is sad. And it's what the whole MSNBC culture has created. Total racial division for big city balkanization politics. Clarence Thomas came out last week and said when he was going to college in Georgia in the 60s, early 60s, that he ran into a fraction I believe the quote was one-tenth of the uncomfortable race stuff that he runs into now, and that it's the left always pushing it and promoting it. And the so-called liberal media absolutely viciously attacked him for saying, quote, "My sadness is that we're probably today more race and difference conscious than I was in the 60s when I was at school. To my knowledge, I was the first black kid in Savannah, Georgia to go to a white school. Rarely did the issue of race come up," Thomas said. "Now, name a day it doesn't come up. Differences in race, differences in sex, anybody doesn't look at you right. Somebody says something, everybody is sensitive. If I had been as sensitive as that in the 1960s, I'd still be in Savannah." And he goes on with more quotes, basically repeating what he said earlier. And they came out and viciously attacked him. Meanwhile, it came out in two different articles yesterday. One of them a disabled vet, another one some guy going home at night, whites being beaten up in Cleveland and many other areas and being told on video, because the gangs shoot the video, beat up that cracker, take his money. And you see the racial attacks in Austin that happen almost every day that I see it in the news every week. So guarantee it's going on every day. I talk to folks that live downtown. They say it's epidemic. And it's predominantly black males, young black males, going out and beating up hippies that they see are defenseless and weak. And I guess a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. But that's what's going on. Now we have a mob of black kids terrorizing Victoria's Secret shoppers. And that's being reported on. I mean, this is really becoming a serious situation, and this was not going on 6 years ago. This was not going on. I mean, it's very rare to have this type of stuff. And it's racially motivated, and it's just like the Klan going out and rolling some black guy coming out of his business at night. And why would racist white groups go target people? Well, because, you know, they're a bad group, so they don't deserve freedom. Let's go beat them up. It's the same thing with rolling gay people. The term rolling that went on for 50 years in this country. If young fraternity guys or whatever wanted to go steal somebody's wallet and get some money for beer, well, they're good Christian men, so they wouldn't beat up just a regular person and take their money. They would go find two guys coming out of a gay bar and beat them half to death and then take their money. Because it was seen as culturally acceptable to do that. Well, it's not culturally acceptable to beat up a white person, a black person, a gay person, a straight person, a old person, a young person, just because, I mean, I see cases where people get beat up for the sports team they're wearing. One time in college, I walked into a bar with a black football hat cap. I can't remember even what the symbol was. And they came over and said, "You can't wear that hat." And I said, "Why?" And they said, "Don't ask or we're going to throw you out." And I said, "Okay, I'll take it off." You know, thug bouncers. And I was there with some dates. And I went over later and I said, "Really? I just want to know why." And he went, "Because it's gang related. That's a gang hat." And then who knows, it might have been. I just didn't know. This shows how mindless all of this is, and it's completely out of control. But here's the story right here. Black mobs terrorize Victoria's Secret shoppers. This is from Rollnet Daily. It was also in the Associated Press. And it goes on. Some were surprised to hear about the black mob violence on Valentine's Day, Victoria's Secret in Norfolk, Virginia. Not at the violence. The gallery at Military Circle has been the site of dozens of episodes of racial lawlessness over the last 2 years, but of which has gone unreported in the local paper. The surprise is that the mall is still open. Most of its major tenants are gone or leaving. Sears, JCPenney, the nearly Double Tree also closed. The big draw there is the movie theater with cheap tickets. More than 25% of the space is vacant. DeadMalls.com says the mall is a zombie that is really dead but just acts alive. The latest example of black mob violence came on Valentine's Day as a large group of people fought in Victoria's Secret store. One guy pulled out a gun and shot someone in the leg. In urban lingo, shooting someone in the leg is called leg warming. It is often a warning about comparing with police or selling drugs or competing with them in someone else's territory or even refusing to give someone a pit bull puppy. And it just goes on from there. And this may be mainly, you know, gang type stuff, but It's really getting bad, and it needs to stop. The sucker punching of white people is killing some folks. I mean, it's wrong. But MSNBC, they're basically behind it.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
My husband's the gun guy. I've just never felt comfortable with them. But these days, I know I need protection. And I found it at theultimateknife.com. It fits my hand like a glove. Plus, it's small enough to easily conceal. And the peace of mind it gives me is unbeatable.
The fastest one-handed deployable defense knife is waiting for you at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only at theultimateknife.com.
CanteenShop.com provides the best in hard-tested gear for survival, prepping, bushcraft, and everything outdoors. And we're the only place you'll find stainless steel canteen kits, unique gear from the Paracord guy, and zombie tinder fire starters all at one easy-to-use website. Check out the Prepper's Pack and see our custom knives, tarps, EDCs, and more. It's the best gear available with unbeatable customer service. 216-410-5096 or visit CanteenShop.com.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying.
When I say MSNBC more than anybody else is responsible for this epidemic of new racism in this country, it's true. I mean, you turn it on, it has a tiny audience, but still, it's adhered to by Obama worshippers. Any opposition to Obamacare, to anti-gun movements, to globalism, to anything, to debt limits being increased, if you have any opposition to that, you're a racist. And they sit up there and say it with authority. And so the idea is, well, people aren't being friendly to Obama because they're racist. And it becomes this anti-white movement because the Democratic Party has become a purely racialist party based on race baiting, race pimping, race hustling. That's exactly what goes on. And I'm sick of it. Everybody I know is sick of it. And it is meant to take a president who people elected, including a large portion of whites, hoping to bring unity, and they've used it absolutely to create disunity and control to the point with political correctness now that a student was forced to apologize for emailing a picture of Obama kicking a door because of racism. That's right. It was seen as somehow racist to email a picture of Obama kicking a door. Just if anything is seen as a bad light, I guess if flies land on Obama and you see it, that means you're racist. And, you know, we laugh at this, but this is mind control. Well, they discriminate against all of us. I don't care what color you are, where you're from, with these foreign banks with Obamacare. And think about Obamacare, doubling, tripling, quadrupling, depending on your plan, cutting the quality of care, kicking people off their pre-existing plans, kicking people with pre-existing conditions off, setting up death panels, rationing care, everything we said it would do, quite frankly, worse than I thought. I mean, we knew what was in the bill, but it's even worse than we thought. So we were wrong. It's worse than we thought. Ted Cruz was wrong. It's worse than he said. But if they can get away with that, why not do more? I mean, they really are getting away with everything right now. And that's why the whole establishment is going with the Democrats. If the Republicans were getting all this stuff done, I'd be against them as well. But with the Democrats, they have found their wedge, and they are driving it right into our heart. And Ann Coulter's right when she said that he would be impeached if he were not black. And she's absolutely right. That is the only issue, and it's the triumph of political correctness. It's why Hillary Clinton, even though she's so corrupt and has so much baggage and is such a warmonger and such a fraud, she may get elected because, well, I mean, she's a woman. I mean, you're not against women, are you? You've got to elect her or you're against women. But then Sarah Palin, who is an angel compared to Hillary Clinton, certainly not perfect, but an angel. Oh, she's stupid. She's an idiot. But when the left calls her an idiot and a moron, they're not putting a woman down. They're just putting some, you know, lady with a weird accent from Alaska down. I mean, you know, and making it seem. It's a total double standard with these people. Let's go ahead and go to Coulter's comment on this.
He is vetoing legislation by refusing to enforce it. If the Constitution demands that the President of the United States take care that the laws be faithfully
executed,
he has simply taken it upon himself to rewrite Obamacare, to rewrite immigration laws, you indicated with the Dreamers thing, to rewrite drug laws. Now we're not in Colorado and Washington. Oh, sure, just legalize drugs that the federal government, that Congress, has written and made illegal. This is the bottom of the slippery slope, and I think he would be impeached if he weren't America's first black president.
Now, let's expand on that. Let's go to this clip where Obama tells Charles Barkley signing up for Obamacare is just part of growing up.
We'd like to encourage more young people to sign up, partly because since they're healthier, their premiums are actually generally going to be fairly cheap. They can find good options for less than their cable bill, less than their cell phone bill. And it's just part of growing up, is making sure that you're taking care of your body, taking care of your health. And if you've got a young family, you know, you've got to make sure that your family is protected with health insurance as well. And this allows you to do it.
By the way, he said for everybody it'd be cheaper than your phone bill or cable bill. And, of course, you know that's not true. It's massively increased it. They admit Obamacare will fail for the big insurance companies that wrote it, with the Republican leadership, you notice, if they can't get all the young, dumb people to sign up for it at what is, in some cases, five times what it used to be for young people. So you notice he went, well, in some cases, it's going to be lower. They're going to just hammer the young people. They're like, it's my Obamacare, as if you couldn't go out and get insurance before. By the way, the Right Scoop has the report here, and it's true. The GOP establishment wants the IRS to go after the Tea Party. That's why they won't investigate the IRS persecuting people, because the Tea Party is the only real opposition. This is bipartisan screw job.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse99.com. People who have followed this plan at Reverse99.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch for free at reverse99.com. That's reverse99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to reverse99.com. Again, that's reverse99.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It comes down to this. The social engineers worldwide almost have full control. They have computer systems that can predict the future with almost 100% accuracy, both individually and on a mass scale. And that's what we know they've got. They are involved in all sorts of cultural, genetic, and chemical engineering. We know their ideology is a hyper-eugenicist philosophy of transhumanist exterminism that can only be described as ultra-Hitlerian, and they are in control to a great extent. And they are trying to extinct human liberty basic human independence. They have a basic hatred of the individual that is not under their control. And I am simply here on air trying to get people to realize just how serious the stakes are. You know, I have a friend who is an infantryman, or was an infantryman. He's now the head chef at a major steakhouse here in Austin in the Army, and he sent me a text this morning. And I forgot to get back with him. He wanted to call in about the urban warfare training going on in Virginia with the 300-acre mock U.S. city, complete with Baptist churches and subways and handicapped parking. And, of course, in Ohio, last week we reported on, local news there reported on, the fact that they're training with the National Guard for scenarios where gun owners, pro-Second Amendment groups, carry out acts of terrorism. And the main branding of terrorism is now on to veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. You know that. The point is they're not just hiding it in memos now, and then we get the information and it becomes a story. This is being openly flaunted. And he sent me text this morning saying he'd be happy to come on and discuss it. It's my friend Matt, the same guy that we were able to get on. He was the guy that was able to get that Esquire colonel. That colonel writing for Esquire talking about we will take your guns from your cold dead hands. He's the guy that got him to respond and got his phone number for us, but the colonel was scared to come on the broadcast. And I wanted to give Matt a chance to call in and comment on that, but I forgot. Guys, I'm going to dial his number and then create an OTS for him and set him up maybe for the next segment. I'm going to just dial his number for you right now. If you just come in and get my phone, I'll just dial this for you. And then you can just call Matt and then set him up. And you'll get his full info and then create an OTS for him and get him on. Because I just remembered that. Here you go. Here you go. Just going to give that to you. Thanks a lot. Fantastic. We'll see if Matt answers. But he was, you know, telling me in the text, I mean, obviously this is for domestic operations. Well, they admit it's for domestic operations and it's for their new enemy, people that are basically still Americans and follow American culture. This is a cultural, political takeover. And it's very, very sad that we've gotten to this point, but people just need to be honest with themselves about the position that we're in if we have any chance of ever turning this around. We're in a lot of trouble. And they're putting the capital controls in. They're putting the tracking systems in. They are making the police hyper-neurotic about making us follow all their orders and that we can be killed if we don't, even of their unlawful orders. They are converting this society into a kleptocracy. And why shouldn't they? Because if you have a centralized authoritarian system, you can take over every industry, every job, every sector, the land, the teaching, the religion, and make the world your world and not have to compete with anybody. And that's my biggest problem with authoritarianism, is that it destroys competition, it exacerbates cronyism, and the people that tend to end up running these systems, and it's certainly the case with our elite, are very predatory and enjoy hurting people. And it's fundamental that folks realize how much danger we're in. It's fundamental across the board. Now, let me just do this, and then I will continue on with some other video clips we're going to be getting into. We just start here with this area of the stack. This is out of the right scoop. Pat Cadell says the GOP establishment wants the IRS to go after the Tea Party. Pat Cadell said yesterday on Fox News, and the video's up on Infowars.com, that the reason Republican leadership hasn't pushed for a high level of investigation of the IRS for targeting the Tea Party is because they want the IRS to go after the Tea Party. And that's true. And the only way to counter this persecution is to point out the Republican leadership on record for the last 3 years at least has been organizing all the big donors to give money to even Democrats running against Tea Party people or to give money to establishment Republicans to beat Tea Party people. And they want them shut down because they're part of the very same kleptocratic team. This is a big deal. But to have more and more people telling the truth like this will be the beginning of the end of the establishment. Because when the average person figures out that we're all under attack, literally 99.9999999% of us, we did the math a few years ago, 6,000 superclass, the globalist own estimation, Rothkopf, head of Kissinger Group's own estimation, you average that into 7.5 billion people, 6,000 into 7.5 billion. I forget the exact number, but it was like 0.00000000 something, 2, 3 or something. It's 13 zeros and then a couple other numbers. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then meanwhile, that ultra-elite, Soros and others, are the ones funding the socialist movement of rebellion, like Occupy Wall Street, which means well at many levels, but Wall Street's not the problem. It's the top 4 or 5 banks up there that have insider trading and the whole system's rigged and have created all the derivatives. They're the problem. That's the worst part about this is they have their cake and eat it too. Because they're able to create monopolies, control the public with low-level socialism, exempt themselves from all of it, wreck everything, and then get more power at each level of the crisis off the crisis they created. And they've all written books bragging about the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. They follow the very same program over and over again because why? Because it works. I've talked to a lot of top people in government, and they've been at the highest levels of global council. And I've been in some of the highest levels myself a few times. And the number one rule is don't fix it if it's not broken. And so they just continue to do the same thing over and over again because it works. And that's how I can see a terror attack like Boston and go, well, wait, let's see if there was a drill. Well, this might have been a real attack. Let's see if there was a drill. Of the exact same thing happening at the exact same time. Oh, wait, they're covering up the drill. Oh, wait, they've got military personnel in plain clothes everywhere with black backpacks, clearly meant to confuse the police and the cameras later. That mean they were involved. They were probably called there to say there was a terror threat. Now, if the people they end up patsying have connections to the CIA, then we know it's an inside job. And then it turned out both of them were working for the CIA, the older brother definitely being financed through multiple groups out of Georgetown University. And then the family says that, and now the one brother's pleading not guilty, and then you've got all the stuff that came out of it. I mean, and then the dead bodies all getting fished out of the river, the cover-up. And the media being told, do not look at InfoWars photos. The FBI at press conferences, we're handing out photos, and they're saying, don't look at those. And the media says, yes, sir. People say, how do you know when something's staged? How do I know when I look at a wood pile in the summer out in the woods in, say, East Texas, there's probably a rattlesnake under it or a copperhead or something like that? Because I've learned enough driving around on a tractor when you've got a bulldozer front on it and you've been tasked with removing piles of debris or bulldozing something, that there's snakes are going to come flying out the bottom of it. I can look at a big pile of stuff and tell my kids around the woods, hey, don't climb around on that. But I tell my kids, hey, that cardboard box, don't stick your hand in a cardboard box in a field. Probably a black widow in there. And you turn it over, and there's a black widow hanging up in the top of it. I know where black widows in Texas live because I've seen it about 400 times. I know where brown recluses live in your closet, under your bed. I know what a brown recluse looks like, too. I know what a copperhead looks like. I know what a water moccasin looks like versus a regular water snake. Just like anybody else could figure out, red on yellow kills a fella versus a false coral snake. I mean, it's just simple observation. You learn how they operate. Let's say Obama got caught in an affair with some woman tomorrow. He would then cruise missile some third world country the next day. I mean, it is, they follow an exact program. You go see movies like Wag the Dog, that then a year later they follow the exact scenario in Serbia. They're telling you how they scripted the whole deal. And the movie producer goes, well, I'm going to go out, the director says, I'm going to go out and brag that I did all this. And they said, sir, you can't do that. He goes, no, I am. So they kill him. And you hear at the end of the movie, he's had a heart attack. And, of course, I knew this a long time ago, but they're now declassifying a lot of it. A lot of these Hollywood producers actually work for the globalist. And they even write up the scripts for what they're going to stage. And in that way, when the operatives have the scripts, if they get caught by the police or a group that's not part of it, it's compartmentalized. Oh, it's a script. It's a movie script. That's how they run these operations. That's what they do. And it's so frustrating to see all this going on. And, of course, I said weeks ago here on air that the IRS is not going after the Democrats because they are the establishment party. And they're not going after establishment Republicans because they're part of the establishment. They're only going after the Tea Party, gun owners, gun groups, pro-life groups, people that have any sense of morals, any sense of not doing whatever the power structure says. This is a full-scale political persecution. And I pointed out the Republicans are not going after the IRS because the Republican leadership is just as scared or more so of the Tea Party than the Democrats are. Every time it leaks at a Joe Biden meeting or a Boehner meeting, they are freaking out over the Tea Party. And they've got to bring it down because it's got the light of liberty in its heart. And that's why it's so universally decried. This is what the Fox News guest said. When you have 71% who want an investigation, 64% who believe it's a sign of corruption, including nearly a majority of Democrats, the reason is the establishment Republicans want the IRS to go after the Tea Party. Got it? They want them to go after the Tea Party because the Tea Parties are an outside threat to their power hold. And I'm telling you, the lobbying consulting class of the Republican Party and Republican leadership who have been attacking the Tea Party and alienating them, they want the IRS to do this. In fact, go ahead and just get that video. That's so truthful. Well, you have it right now. Let's go ahead and play this Veritas.
When you have 71% who want an investigation, 64% who believe that it is a sign of corruption, including nearly a majority of Democrats. The reason is the establishment Republicans want the IRS to go after the Tea Parties. Got it? They want to go after the Tea Parties.
That's right.
Because the Tea Parties are a outside threat to their power hold. And I'm telling you, the lobbying consulting class of the Republican Party and Republican leadership who have been attacking the Tea Parties and alienating them, they want the IRS to do this. And worse, the IRS...
Man, that is so truthful. That is so incredible. And by the way, this is how liberty works. I want to explain something. When you show courage, when I show courage, when somebody like Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com shows courage, when WorldNet Daily shows courage, when a local talk show host shows courage, when a Democrat shows courage and speaks out against Obama and the IRS, when anybody stands up and tells the truth, it brings more light into the world. And then that enables other people to tell the truth and to see what's going on and to join you. And then you take over with the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And a great example of this as we got a break is out of Time Magazine on Friday, Valentine's Day. Children exposed to more brain-harming chemicals than ever before. A new report finds the number of chemicals contributing to brain disorders in children has doubled since 2006. Doubled. And it goes on to admit the number one thing is fluoride in the water. And they admit Harvard and other studies showing IQ reduction in children that drink fluoridated water. Now, that is absolutely incredible out of Time Magazine. And they go on to list that it's causing increased aggressive behaviors, mental illness, fluoride causing, quote, drop in average IQ. It just goes on and on. Now, again, I want to bring this to the mayor that laughs at us when we have like top toxicologists, major professors come in, and brain scientists, neurologists, and we go, here are the scientific reports. One part per million lowers IQ and causes dental fluorosis and also causes bone degeneration and a sevenfold increase in bone cancer in men. And then he just goes, you know what? I don't have time to hear this. Gets up, laughs, and walks off the stage every time. Well, they've got to laugh. It's a con game. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, right. Because they know, folks, this is all their big joke. The political class of Democrats, especially, they know full well the fluoride's there to dumb you down. They're laughing at you because they're not taking it out. Unless you take them out politically. Believe me, I know these Democrats especially. These are evil social engineers, folks. They know what they're doing. They enjoy what they're doing. They think it's funny. But even Time Magazine now, there's so much pressure and so much awakening, has to admit this. And it's going to get worse for the establishment, because here's the deal. The 99.99999999% of us don't want to be slaves. And you want to make it about 1%? How about we make it about you, the 6,000 globalists, and what you're up to? Because the truth is getting out, and more people are going to start telling the truth from all different angles.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Berkey Guy, now comes Survival K Food Storage. All natural canned meats with no MSG, fillers, or chemicals, and with up to a 15-year shelf life. On sale this week, 12 14.5-ounce cans of ground beef was $123, now just $113. Or 12 28-ounce cans was $164, now only $154. Free shipping within the U.S. Go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I've known Matt Pearson for a couple of years. You've seen him in some of the gun shows we've done for InfoWars Nightly News with Shane and Sid Steiner, my high school buddies. And he's the head chef over at the Steiner Steakhouse. I love getting out there when I can to eat one of his ribeyes, best out there, period. But that's not why he joins us in this segment and the next. Matt sent me a text this morning saying he was listening to the show yesterday where I was talking about the article that's up on InfoWars.com that Drudge carried on Friday, breaking U.S. Army trains for martial law in U.S. And we have all the links in the story where they admit it's for the Tea Party, gun owners, you name it. And then they admit other drills in other states where, quote, the scenario is gun owners attack the city because their guns have been banned. So they're getting ready to ban guns, start a civil war. That's undoubted. This is treason. This should be the top story. I'm trying to force it out there so that we can have a national debate about it. But he was a heavy machine gunner in the Army for many years before he got out and went to chef school. So I wanted to get Matt Pearson, who did a lot of mount training. He offered to come on and just give his take on this story and the difference. Because people are like, well, you need to train for urban warfare. Yeah, they have facilities for that. This is for America to acclimate. Go ahead, Matt. Tell us your take on this.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, you know, the Army has mount stuff like this, dozens of them all over the place, and they've got them pretty much every different scenario out there. I know that I did one in Fort Sherman, Panama. It was a jungle warfare training facility, and I guess probably the one that's the most well-known in the States is at Fort Polk, Louisiana. It's called the Shugart Gordon Complex, and it's a big fake-built city where we actually did drills that involved an opposing force that was the soldiers that were stationed at Fort Polk basically played the enemy. And then we actually had some of their soldiers that would walk around like civilians to kind of create a real-time scenario where you would have to, you know, watch your fire to make sure you weren't taking out innocents. And, you know, they range in from complexity to anything from just walls being built up with windows and doors so you can kind of learn to maneuver in and out to actual standing buildings. But the one that they've built, this one in Virginia, I mean, this thing looks like a city. It's you know, full-out buildings. Looks like it's got running water and churches and a football stadium and everything else. So this one's built up like nothing I've ever seen. But I've kind of been reading up about it, and they're saying that it's been in plans for quite some time. And I guess this thing right here looks like they're going to be doing some pretty serious stuff in it. But at the same time, you know, the Army is always trained in situations like this. But the one that really kind of sticks out is this one that just happened where they've talked about going after Second Amendment supporters. This is the one that's kind of...
Yeah, you're talking about Ohio's story last week. Sure, that's the main drill now. We just report it when it's in the news. They're training, Matt. The main enemy is now Christian conservatives, gun owners. Look at that colonel that wrote for Esquire saying, you know, they're coming after us.
Right. Yeah, I've never, the one thing I can honestly say is I've never in my life heard, when I was in, ever heard of anybody training to fight against Americans or singling out a special group like Second Amendment enthusiasts. I mean, that's, it's like you said, it's treason. That's not training, that's treason.
Well, that's what we call the piece, yeah, training for treason. It's so outrageous that they're really doing it. Did you see the thing out of Fort Hood a few months ago where they said that anybody in the Tea Party would be court-martialed?
No, I didn't see that, but that's nonsense. I mean, no, I haven't read anything about that.
Well, what's your bottom line on this? I mean, what do you think's going on?
Well, I mean, I definitely think it's something to be watched. But what really concerns me is number one, being a veteran. You know, we were labeled as future domestic terrorists by Nancy Pelosi a while back. And that probably pissed me off more than anything I've ever heard. I mean, I can't understand why anybody would want to call any of the people that volunteer.
Tell you what, stay there, Matt. Back in 1 minute. I want you to finish that point.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last
last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.